down by the water, where the estuary widens, where a jet ski course is set up on the water, with skiers navigating obstacles and performing jumps. One of the cottages has its windows bricked up, while the other never had any windows built on the side facing the woods that rise up the hill behind it. And this is where we are, so we can't see the windows on the front of the building. To determine whether they're boarded up, bricked up, or have never been built at all. It looks so rural and dilapidated here, but a 2-minute jet ski ride up the water will take you into the bustling city center. And if we follow the first bridge we encounter, it leads us to a busy road where we can see a shirtless, destitute man pacing up and down the pavement. He terrifies fellow pedestrians with his ranting and gesticulating. Slapping his fists against his chest, wide-eyed and drooling. This man is you, what went wrong? You have no memory or conception of the world other than this heart-burning present. Once when you could remember things, one of the last was gathering up your belongings, your shoes, your shirt, your bag, and all its contents, strewn from room to room. In this house populated by architects, there's an uneasy sense you overstayed your welcome, despite your wonderful singing. The inhabitants encourage your speedy departure, stuffing things into plastic bags and pitching them into your hovel. A pitchfork stuck out of the television, and on the screen was a continuous time-lapse video of Norwegian
Release me now,